Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
In your charm. Oh,
You can hear the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA through the award-winning free app Stitcher. Stitcher is radio on demand. Download the free app today. Listen anytime, anywhere. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. Today, we have quite the scandalous topic about all the lies you told in the name of love. This is your host, Karishma, and of course, I have my two lovely ladies with me as well, Nikone and Tahira. Are you there, Nikone?
I'm here. Hello, ladies.
How are you? How is everyone?
Great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Are you excited to talk about all the lies that you told in the name of love today?
I am, but I haven't told any.
Oh, Nikone, I'm excited to get down and deep into this and hear all about the exciting things we have to talk about. Also, to all our listeners, make sure you keep tuning in. We're going to have a special guest today. Author Vanessa Wirtz is going to talk about her lovely new book, Lies. And it has quite the interesting story from everything I've read so far. I read a little excerpt of it. And it sounds quite delicious.
Juicy.
I'm really excited to know more about it. So she'll be joining us shortly. But I do have some callers on the line already to dive into this topic. Do we have Yvonne on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Nikone, are you there as well?
I'm here.
All right. So, ladies, I want to talk about this. The lies that you told in the name of love, are these necessarily bad lies? Are they, you know, hurtful lies? Are they kind of like the white lies that you tell? Like, yeah, boo, I think that looks great on you, even though he may be looking like a clown.
Well, we can't have clowns. Go ahead, Yvonne.
Well,
some of your...
I've told some lies, that's for sure. I wouldn't know. It depends on the situation. I've had to tell white lies, and I've had to tell some serious lies that I had to cover for a long time.
Okay. So yeah. What are some of the serious ones are you willing to divulge tonight on the show?
Well, yeah, I can tell a couple. Well, you know, when you're younger, you're not sure who you want to be with. You know, you play the field a little bit, even though we talk about guys who do it. There's some women out there who have to play a couple games, too. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. I one time dated like three guys at once.
Wow, Yvonne.
Did they think you were the only one? They thought it was exclusive with each one of them?
They thought they were the only one, yes. Mm-hmm. No, they thought they were the only one.
Oh, was it serious, or was it just kind of the casual dating in the beginning?
One was serious. The other two knew it was casual to a degree, but hoping for more. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's okay. You know, if they know it's casual, I feel like then it's okay, because those aren't even – really lies. It's more of like an omission. You're just not being completely open if you haven't had the talk yet.
Perhaps.
Well, I don't know. You know, I have a story about that, because I was dating a guy. I was dating two guys at the same time. Now, neither one of us, you know, either guy, we weren't serious. It was just casual dating. So I was out with one of the guys one night, and I just kind of let it slip that, you know, I was seeing someone else as well. Well, he got so pissed off. He was like, what? What do you mean? Like, he thought we were exclusive. It was like a big to-do, and we were having dinner. And I was like, I'm sorry. There was no titles or no labels put on this. Like, why are you tripping? And come on, ladies, don't men do this sort of thing all the time? Men are not always honest. They never tell you, you know, or they'll say, I have friends, or, you know, I talk to other females, but it's not that serious. So I think they're really good at the damn lying, because they lie all the time, and they're always CYA-ing, covering their ass.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know. That's just my personal experience. Like, you know, men, they just, they get away with so much. And it's so funny because if we do the same thing that men do, men can't handle it. They cannot. So,
I completely agree. I feel like a lot of lies that I've told personally are all when I kind of want to end the relationship, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I'm like, I'm moving. And they'll be like, oh, what about your number? And I'm like, yeah, it's changed. And then when they text me, it'll still be my number. I'll just be like, this is Jerome.
Oh, my goodness. You've done that. That is really extreme. That's pretty good.
I hope none of them are listening right now. I don't want to get into text tonight being like, hello.
I've never tried that one.
That's a good one. I like the move one and then the texting like, oh, sorry, you have the wrong number. This is not that person anymore. And then they can just never, they stop texting you. If they know it's you, they're going to keep texting. So I think those lies are okay. Because it's more just, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want it to get messy. It doesn't have to be. So I would say that that's lying in the name of love. I'm trying to be, you know, a good person. I think those lies are all right.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. You're protecting someone's feelings. I mean, I've done that and been like, it's not you, it's me. I'm not ready for a relationship or whatever the hell it is, you know. Definitely been there. So what about the juicier lies, though? What about the women? Because, ladies, I'm going to tell you, this has been so common that I know so many women that have lied about being pregnant to get abortion money, to go and take that money and spend it on something because they're not really pregnant. Yes, no, nobody.
I don't.
So I guess my girlfriends are really freaking scandalous, huh?
Yeah, your girlfriends are pretty scandalous.
Oh, my goodness.
That must
okay.
be a new thing. Just, like, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not new because, you know, I'm old, but back in my day, there was girls that was, you know, they were doing that. They were actually telling their guys that they were pregnant. And during that time, I don't know, a lot of times you pay cash for abortion. So they were getting like $400 from these men, and they would go out and buy whatever it is they wanted to buy. And there was no proof. Like, how is a guy going to tell you you didn't have an abortion if he was not physically there with you? So a lot of women were getting away with this. I kid you not. I kid you not. Real talk. So
I think
it happened.
I think a lot of – with pregnancy, there is always a lot of – there can be a lot of lies. I've definitely heard a lot of stories in that aspect. I know a lot of women who've lied about being pregnant to move further in the relationship or even just to kind of see the reaction they would get.
Yeah.
Just to be like, are you serious? How would you react? Mm-hmm. Oh, now I know if I want to keep you in my life or not. And I think those, they can be dicey because sometimes you may not – there's no proper reaction if you're not prepared for something like that, especially if you just start dating someone. It's only been, you know, 2-3 months. You know, you really are digging each other. It's vibing. And then one day you're like, oh, I just want to see how he's going to react. And you're like, I'm pregnant. And it's going to be a shocking reaction because it's not something you were planning. So it may be good. It may be bad. I just think those are kind of the hard lies to play with because you're really rolling the dice there, not knowing what you're going to get. And after that, he may not trust you anymore because you lied about something so serious. And it's not
a
lie you're going to, you know, keep going. And,
like, when you're lying, you probably feel like you can't tell the truth because of trust factors. Because trust, once trust goes out the relationship, that's it for anybody, whether it be the male or the female. So I think we hold on to our lies because of that reason. Like, you don't want to not be trusted, but like you said earlier, you're trying to protect that person's feelings. So, you know, you tell the lie, but at the same time, you got to hold on to it and tell the next one and the next one so that, you know, you don't lose the trust in the relationship. But, yeah, lies, they happen all the time.
It does happen, but it only there's certain lies that are eventually going to catch up with you. And at the end, that can be completely, your relationship may be doomed because eventually you're going to have honest, open communication. And the smaller lies, you know, in the beginning or if you're just trying to blow someone off, that all kind of goes away because you're not having a long-lasting relationship with that person. But for someone that you're trying to spend the rest of your life with, if you lie about something really big, what happens when all that comes up? And if your excuse is, I lied in the name of love, do you think they're going to forgive you?
It's almost impossible. Like, it's almost impossible to heal the relationship after that. Like, you go through you know, I've heard people talk about years and months, and sometimes it never got back to where it once was because of the lies. So yeah, it definitely will catch up with you at some point, and you ruined the whole relationship as a result, you know. But yeah, the men, they're better at it because we're honest women. Like most women, not every woman, but most women are very honest, and they're, you know, they value, you know, their reputation, and they value their innocence, and, you know, they're raised that way by their moms, and so they're real, you know, particular about how they're thought of. So, and these men, you know, they think of you, especially the good girl, you know, they think of you as this angel who could never do anything wrong. So then you find yourself lying, even though you know you're not a bad person. But once you total, you know, once you start dipping and dabbing or looking outside of the relationship, you feel like you have to lie to protect it, you know?
So, definitely.
Yeah, I think women can get caught out there.
Our wonderful producer, Denise, just pointed out a good lie that people tell all the time is when they're lying about their kids when they're starting a new relationship. When they're like, oh, I don't have any kids. Or they don't really mention them until later because they're worried. But those kind of lies, if the person is not going to accept you with your children, then that's someone you don't even want in your life.
Exactly. I do not condone that at all. I think that is ridiculous. And if you have to hide your children, then to me that says a lot about your character. Like, come on.
Yeah, you should be real here. Yeah,
what would your reaction be if a guy lied about his kids to you, saying, you know, he didn't have any kids or feel you'd be done?
Oh, yes.
Right?
I would be so done because anybody that hides their children, you know, it's definitely a problem. It's a red flag. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never understand why anyone, man or woman, would want to keep their children a secret or what. You know, either you're going to accept me and my children or you're not. I'm not going to play games about my children. That's it. You know,
I was just going to say, I always wonder that is it considered a lie if they don't say it just from the jump, just because they want to see how a person would react? Do you think it should be one of those things that you openly say, like, oh, by the way, I have two kids, or when people are saying that they are just trying to get to know someone first?
No,
especially if the topic comes up. If I ask you, do you have children, and you say no, then that's a problem. And normally that's kind of like beginning of a conversation. When you first meet somebody, you're going to ask those questions. So if I ask and you deny your kids, and I find out later that you did have kids, yeah, that's a problem. So,
those things need
to be dealt with.
What do you do for a living? Do you have children? You know what I mean? Do you have a pension plan? All that falls like right in line. So, you know, I just don't understand anybody trying to hide, you know, their children. It's just,
don't lie about
your
kids.
10 kids floating around here. Right. So, now I have heard of people not wanting to disclose their occupation up front because if they're very successful or make a lot of money, they're like, I don't want this person to like me for what I do or, you know, what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they don't reveal that initially right away. So
they don't have no money.
Mm-hmm. But they just have broke ass.
Yes.
All right, ladies, we are going to go to a quick song. We're going to go to Justin Bieber, Love Yourself, and when we come back, it's going to be more Juicy Lies.
All right.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, it tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. I got though. Ever since you walked in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah. Walking back top. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You clock, came back time, time. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I. You gon' need to do more than just.
This is Cool of Cool and the Gang. When you want the best in love and entertainment, be sure to listen to the Girlfriend Network, where you not only get advice on dating, but the best music on the internet, with a little summer madness on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network on the LoveZone USA. We have our wonderful guest joining us this evening, Vanessa Wirtz, the author of Lies. Vanessa, are you there?
I am. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Welcome
Hello.
To the Girlfriend Network. Nicole, are you there?
Thank you.
I am. I apologize. I was having technical difficulties with my phone. But hello, Vanessa. Welcome. And we still have Yvonne on the line as well. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. We want to know all about your book. It sounds so juicy. I love it.
Yes, Vanessa, please tell the listeners a little bit about your book and where they can find you and where they can purchase the wonderful book, Lies.
Okay, well, Lies, Even Love Has Its Casualties. It's my new novel, and it's all about relationship drama. I love to write about singles and real stories about relationships and how men and women just miss each other. You know, both want the same thing, but somehow we just miss each other. But Lies is set in the Washington, D.C. area, and it follows a 30-something ambitious publicist who's very successful in business but not so much in her personal life. And she signs on an NFL client, and he's having a paternity scandal situation. She takes him on, and their business relationship quickly turns personal. And they wind up in this crazy love affair, which she actually had vowed not to have another relationship again because of past hurts. But she finds herself in this love affair with this guy, and things get way out of hand because he actually has a fiance. And when she finds out, it just gets real crazy.
That sounds like one of the juiciest books I've ever heard of. I read an excerpt, and I absolutely fell in love. Where did your inspiration come from to write about such a scandalous relationship?
Well, the story is quite embellished, but I got just even the idea for the story from my own life. I'm single. I've been married, but I've been single, far longer than I was married. But just my experiences in dating, my girlfriend's experiences, where it seems like all the men we meet lie about something. And I've been listening to the show, and of course, yes, women lie too. But there's some real standard lies that I think most of us get. Like, you know, you ask if the guy is married. Sometimes they don't tell the truth. You ask if they're dating anyone, if they're in a serious relationship, do they live with anyone. And so most of my friends, we've had the same type of experiences. So I just wondered, is there this secret thing that we just aren't doing? And so I went out and I interviewed men. I went to a sports bar, and I just kind of randomly picked men that I thought were, like, universally attractive, who would be out dating, you know, and they all had different answers. It was not like I thought I was going to find out what really happened in their head. Like, what are you really thinking? How can women get to the point of marriage who really want to be married and have children? And they all said something different. One of the main questions I asked, one of the main questions I asked was about the whole sex thing. And if you date a woman and let's just say you all get intimate within the first couple of dates, does that turn you off and you no longer want to deal with that woman? The majority of them said no. And, like, for me, that's one of the main things I had heard was, like, you know, no, if a woman gives it up too early, it's over. Even Steve Harvey, I think his book says, like, 90 days. But these guys said if they really like this woman before the date, like, they had been checking her out or vibing with her through conversation, and they really liked her and things led to that, it was not a deal breaker. Like, what?
That is interesting. So, you know, that is interesting.
Yeah.
You know what else I heard too, Vanessa? I also heard by various men that they know if they want to marry a woman or if they have that feeling or if that woman would be a good fit as far as marriage within the first few weeks of dating a woman. Have you heard that as well?
I have heard that, yes.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I completely agree.
So.
I think it's just for women too. You know whether someone has that potential right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of can see, like, oh, I don't want to spend the rest of my life with you, or, oh, this one's definitely a winner. Let's see where this goes. But I just also want to do a little quick shout-out. Vanessa, I love the way that you said you went around and, you know, interviewing universally attractive men for your novel. And I just want to let our producer, Denise, know that I think that's what Mina Konin Tahira should be doing. Just, you know, going out, meeting some universally attractive men, say it's research for the show. I think that needs to be the next step.
I agree.
You know, actually, if you would be surprised. You all should really do that because, and I said attractive guys because if they're not so much attractive to most women, then they might not have a dating experience. I wanted to talk to guys who could pull a woman anywhere they went.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I want to see what are you looking for? Because there's too many single attractive women out here who want to be in committed relationships and married and all of that. And, yeah, I just didn't get the answers I was expecting. I thought I was going to learn the secret and share it with all women in an Essence article, like write do an article, you know, submit it to Essence and, like, solve this whole issue. But, no.
Yeah.
But what I did find
you know what
is,
I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I think that because we're all unique and have different tastes, it varies with men as well as women. Because I know some of the guys that my girlfriends are attracted to, I'm not, as well as vice versa. So I think that with men, it's hard to get that one definition, just like we couldn't even interview our girlfriends and get one definition because, you know, I think we have chemistry that attracts different types of people. Because my one girlfriend, literally, she is about as quirky as they can come when it comes down to a male, but she's serious and on point and sharp as a tick when it comes down to business. So it's weird that, you know, it's hard to define what works for everybody. So I could understand why that was difficult for you.
Yeah, but I just thought because we have the same experiences, there was just something we weren't really getting, but you're
right.
Everybody is
right.
So different.
Yeah.
But you know what I did find in that research?
Oh, Vanessa, I just want to ask you, what's the juiciest lie you uncovered doing all your research for your novel? What was something that just completely shocked you?
Wow. Oh, well, this wasn't a shocker, but it was the worst. So a few years ago, I started dating a guy, and I didn't know he was married. He went through great lengths to actually give the impression that he was not. And so 3 months in, he told me he was going through a divorce. And for me, that was just so deceptive because I asked the question, and because we worked in the same building, I saw him all the time.
Well,
and everybody believed that lie around him. And so it was just so deceptive. And then after the lie, he wanted me to hang around so he could talk about his divorce proceeding, and to still be there for him. And it was just way too crazy. And it wasn't a surprise, because that happens all the time, but I was surprised by that in that particular situation, because I saw him every day, basically.
That could be real challenging. Vanessa, I do have a question. This is Sierra. What happens when you lie to yourself about your feelings? And I know we talk about this a lot on the Girlfriend Network when we're talking about relationships. What if one person is lying, keeping the truth, like really deceiving themselves? What are some of the ways, like in your research, do you project that we can like overcome? Because sometimes you don't want to know. You like, you really have fell in love with this person, and you're like, no, I'm not in love with him. Or, you know, so how do you overcome lying to yourself?
That is such a great question. And that really is the premise for the title of the book. The Lies is really about telling yourself the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of times women, we tell ourselves lies, and like simple lies like I'll never get married, or this is what I have to do to get a man, or that is what I have to do to get a man. Lies like that, they just kill your dreams, they kill your vision, they make you lose hope, and they create desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when you don't believe that you're enough
mm-hmm.
for a guy, then you'll go through lengths to change yourself and do different things and become someone else altogether, just to, because you think this is the way to get the guy. And I think it's a lie to tell yourself that you're not enough, exactly how you are. I think it's really detrimental to tell yourself that if you really have this desire to get married, or this big thing, be celibate, that's a big thing right now. Even if you tell yourself the lie that that's not possible, now that's probably a harder thing to meet a guy who can agree with you on that, you know, and want to be in that. But I think if that's who you are and that's what you want for your life, whatever you want, you have to tell yourself the truth. You just have to be honest with yourself. And I'm dealing with that even for myself right now. Just tell yourself the truth. What do you want in a relationship? And whatever
mm-hmm.
that is, stand on that. And it may be a longer wait than what you want or anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're true to yourself, then there is even some hope in that. You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
do bypass some of the crazy relationships, for one. You know, some of the nonsense that you would have to deal with when you just leave yourself completely open because I just have to have a man, or I just have to date. So important to just be true to yourself.
Vanessa, if I could interject here, I wanted to say that our expectations. Yes, I'm sorry.
Can I finish? I just have a second question to that. I'm sorry. Now, Vanessa, you talk about keeping it real with yourself and being honest with yourself. To our listeners, like what, because sometimes we get a little, after a relationship and we're starting to refill these feelings again, we don't want to go into a sense of, you know, jumping into the relationship or the same heartbreak that we just went through. What are some key points to, you know, keep it real with yourself? Do you write a checklist on your feelings? How do you check yourself and stay completely honest with yourself and what you're feeling at that time?
I think it may look different for different women, but I think in general, if you tell yourself, like, so I have girlfriends who are in their 30s. I'm in my 40s. They don't have any children, and they don't have any prospects right now, right, for a husband or a committed relationship. I think in a scenario like that, you have to tell yourself that you do want children. I do want children. I do want a husband. And don't tell yourself because you haven't been able
mm-hmm.
to find it that you don't. I have a guy friend who dated a girl who wanted kids, but he told her, I don't want kids. She decided to have the relationship anyway. 2 years in, because she's been lying to herself or to him, maybe it's just to him, 2 years in, maybe she told herself, you know what, I want kids, and maybe because we're living together and he loves me, I can help him change his mind. She told him, I want kids, 2 years in, and he said, I can't do that. This relationship is over, and he left her. Mm-hmm. So wow. I think you really just have to hold on to what you want, even if it looks like it's not coming your way. Be true to that and set some standards maybe for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you. I think we see that a lot, especially on the Girlfriend Network. Mm-hmm. You know, we always hear stories when we're doing our research. We always hear about what's going on in, you know, people's lives. And I think that a lot of the time people go into relationships thinking that, oh, you know what, maybe they'll change their mind, you know, yeah. as, with mm-hmm. things like marriage and children or even where you may want to settle down, what kind of life you want to live. Mm-hmm. People go in thinking, well, I'm sure maybe eventually I could change his mind or her mind, and it doesn't happen, and that's why it's so important. As Tahira, this is always our thing when I say it, open, honest communication from the beginning is really the key to having that yeah. smooth sailing relationship.
Absolutely.
I totally
And not settling or changing your relationship goals. Yes, and not changing your relationship goals to meet somebody else's goals.
Yes. It's so important because when you give in like that, because in that scenario with my guy friend, he was being true to himself the whole time. And she wasn't. And so then she's left out. She's heard the relationship is broken up. She thought she could change this guy. And she's probably a great girl, but for whatever reason, he doesn't want kids. What do you do? You know, but he was being true to himself. And we just have to be true to who we are, mm-hmm. what we want. Set some standards, too. And I'm not talking about superficial things about how tall they are, even though that can be important, or, you know, things like that. But, you know, like if you really want a guy who's a responsible type of guy and a guy who wants kids and values family and all of that, why not just date those type of guys?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Well, do you think, too, that sometimes we just go with whatever because there's not a lot out here to choose from? So
mm-hmm.
we are hopeful. We go mm-hmm. with the guy that's right there and now in our face, and then we kind of say, well, maybe if I hear so many women saying how they mold the man, they change him, you know, they upgraded him. So I think that a lot of women make that mistake. If I just hang in there with him, I can change him, and because they ain't about to work out, you know, out here to deal with. And I always hear a woman say, I'm telling you, if I had a dollar for every time I heard a woman say, well, at least with this one, I know what I'm getting and I know what I got, versus going out here and trying to find someone better or different. So I think we just get stuck at that and we don't know
right.
how to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
yeah.
agree.
You agree. Yeah. So, Yvonne, do you have any comments? anything you want to say? I know you've been listening.
No, I basically just agree. You can't change people, you know, and you should be honest with yourself because you can't end up in a dead-end relationship because you wasn't honest. I agree with that. Like, you know, if you don't be honest up front, or at least to yourself, to thy own self be true, if you're not going to be true to yourself, whether it's you that need to make the changes or you looking for changes in someone else, if that's not the work that you're willing to put in, you know, you kind of got to just back out of it and get out of it before someone gets hurt. Because
yeah.
that's a sad story, what you share, how the woman, you know, she was believing that she didn't want children, and then after the relationship got deep into it, she finally says, yeah, I do want kids. And now, you know, that ended, he walked away. He was being true. He was really being honest, and she wasn't. And that's the result of not telling the truth. You know, lies
true.
Is something that can cost you a lot. It can cost you more than you're willing to pay. And that pain
right.
ain't easy to get over, you know. Once
it's
you're
not.
In it,
yep.
it's not easy to get over. Yeah.
Sure not. Then we have our baggage that we bring with to the next
mm-hmm.
so
right.
it gets more and more complicated
right.
as we move. Yes. But
mm-hmm.
Vanessa, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Please tell our listeners where we can find you, your book. I'll tell you what, I'm getting your book because, oh my God, it sounds amazing. And I love Scandal. I always say I love Ratchet and I love Scandal as long as it's not in my life. But I love to read about it and see it because I love Ratchet TV. Oh. I love all that stuff. As long as it's not in my life, I'm good. So I will be getting your books. But let our listeners know where they can find you. And I understand this is your second novel, and I was looking at your calendar. You have a lot of things coming up. Congratulations. You're doing interviews, and I see you're all the way, you're booked all the way through October. So that's awesome.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And to my fabulous publicist, Mary Moore.
Yes, Mary.
Yes.
She's amazing.
She is. So you can reach me, your listeners can reach me at VanessaWertz.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Author Vanessa Wertz. On Instagram, it's I Am Vanessa Wertz. And Twitter is at Vanessa Wertz. And the book can be purchased on Amazon and at BarnesandNoble.com in print. And then they can also be purchased in ebook, wherever ebooks are sold.
Now, before we go, I have one last question, Vanessa. I'm sorry, this is Tahira again. Now, the book is about Scandal. So what happens when you just quickly get into that scandalous situation? How do you get out of it? And then we're going to go into our song after that.
You know what? That's a million-dollar question. I think as Yvonne said, like the hurt that comes from it, I think it's inevitable when those relationships like that happen. It's full of hurt, but the book talks about love. It's a theme of love and forgiveness, and that's a perfect time for your heart to be open to love, and that's what happens in the book.
Oh, that's
it seems odd, but it opens the heart to love also.
And forgiveness is the connection to that. I love it. I definitely love it. I can't wait to get my copy and read it as well. And I thank you for coming on to the Girlfriend Network, and thank Mary Moore. She's the most fabulous, amazing publicist ever. We're going to go into the next song, Need Me, Rihanna. So right here on the Girlfriend Network.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded. On some faded love. What the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though. I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hill. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love more, give a love less. Now you hate to come. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. That was awesome, guys. I loved her.
That was phenomenal. I am so excited. I can't wait to get my hands on this book.
Yes. I'm really, really excited as well. The triangles. And I guess we're just going to go through it as fast as possible. Because, you know, when you start reading it, you want to know more. But it's realistic. I mean, life is like this. It happens in the workplace and, you know, how do you get back from when you're in love with this person and it's just totally a bad decision?
I completely agree. Go ahead, Nicole.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say, I think it's common, like Tahira was saying, in a lot of people's lives, and how many times do people go into not necessarily a relationship, but what they think is going to be a friendship. I'm just going to chill with the person, and it evolves mm-hmm. into something more. I know I've been there, ladies.
Like Vanessa said, Karishma and Nicole, that it is so important to be honest with what you want. And when that does happen, I think being honest with that person and saying, like, hey, you know, I really want children. And I know that's not a goal that you have. So, you know, let's, you know, stop this. Because ultimately, what if you, you know, have a kid with this guy? But I don't want to say any child is a mistake, but what if mm-hmm. a situation, you do get pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, guys? I was having a conversation with a male friend of mine just last night, and he said the biggest mistake a woman can make when it comes to a man is definitely pressuring him into doing something, especially marriage, and, you know, lying to get him there or whatever the case may be, and then he winds up marrying you, and then soon after he looks up, and it's like, what the hell did I do? It's definitely like a train wreck. So that just goes back to if a man tells you he doesn't want to get married or have children or whatever, like I said, I think the biggest mistake is we women think that we can change him, you yeah. know. And we got to stop that right there.
I completely agree. I think if someone tells you this is what they want, you just believe them. And if it doesn't, yeah. you know, align with what you want, you move on. And if it does, then that's
right.
great. But I think the biggest
right.
mistake we do is that we just don't believe them. We're like, oh, they're probably
that's right.
lying. It's like, no, just assume they're telling the truth and keep it moving. Because when it comes to serious things like that, it's really hard to change because that could go back to their core values. And you're not trying to change the person. You like them for who they are. And if that's something they want, you can't expect them to change it just for you. Of course, as relationships move on, we've all seen that there's, you know, the exception and it's worked out for someone we know. But mm-hmm. I think it's always best to believe it. If they don't want to have kids and kids is something really important to you, just believe it and don't try to hope that.
Believe it and use protection, man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it and use protection because think of the more serious unplanned pregnancies where the child is here or it's too late because you were foolish or you didn't, you know, use protection and now he's bitter towards the kid because I never really wanted this situation, but I'm stuck in being a father and then I'm a good person. So I have to deal with this responsibility. Who wants that? That's horrible for a child.
That is terrible.
Definitely.
That's awful.
Definitely.
And you can't get mad at him because he told you, you just felt, and this happens a lot. I know you guys see it as well. It happens a lot when, you know, the guy's like, oh, you know, I'm out here and we're not serious. And then it happens. And you can't, once you have the child, you can't put it back. So I would say believe them and use protection when you're dealing with someone that's not, doesn't have the same relationship goals. And when you get to the point where this is enough, you're ready to, you know, explore that. Don't be afraid to shed the dead weight, because it only affects you. That's my take on it.
Definitely. And I think the best advice that we got from this episode, and especially for our listeners, is the person you shouldn't be lying to at all is yourself. Just be true to what you want and go after it, and I'm sure, you know, you'll end up with the perfect relationship for you. The person that you don't need to be lying to is yourself. Any other little lies here and there, okay, that's fine. But as long as you're being honest with yourself, you'll definitely get what you want.
Absolutely. In time.
Be patient, ladies. Be patient.
And sometimes you guys know this is the truth. We're going to wrap it up and we're going to see you guys next week. But sometimes it takes for you to get out of that negative situation to find what you really need and want. He's just holding space. So don't let anybody really hold space when your needs and wants are different, when you could have that open space for someone that really wants the same goals that you're focused on and moving towards. So don't be afraid to shed dead weight that's not going in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well said,
Tahira.
I really feel that way.
Nice, well
so
said.
I want to thank everyone today that, you know, called in, and definitely thank Vanessa Wartz and Mary Moore. We definitely appreciate you always being committed to the Girlfriend Network, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yes,
we'll
and special again. Thanks to Yvonne for being on the show as well. We had a lot of fun with you tonight.
Had fun, I enjoyed it. Vanessa, congratulations on your book.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. It's been such a great show. And we'll tune in next week to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had sex and then blow dang. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in the street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do, man, it's true. X has changed, yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we until we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical and fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them hoes can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your ass in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you. You got my soul.